For the first of two All-Star games it hosted, it was the first season baseball was played there, 1962.
From District of Columbia Stadium in Washington, D.C., the All-Star baseball game.
That's how Joe Garagiola opened the telecast on NBC. Locals called it D.C. Stadium, including longtime PA announcer Charlie Brotman, who'd move with the Senators from Griffith Stadium to this 45-bathroom, $22 million state-of-the-art ballpark.
I thought it was just spectacular, and it was at the time.
Fittingly, the game's MVP was a former three-sport star from Cardoza High School, Maury Wills, who at 160 pounds needed help to convince the guard at the visiting clubhouse that he was in fact a Major League All-Star and should be allowed in. The All-Star game returned in 1969 for the 100-year celebration of Major League Baseball. The game was set for the usual Tuesday night in July, but when torrential rains flooded both dugouts, it was pushed to the next afternoon, the last All-Star game to be played in daytime. The visiting National Leaguers won big, but big hometown star Frank Howard homered off Steve Carlton.
It was a thrill for me. It really was. It was a thrill for me. You're performing in front of your hometown fans, and you want to do something good to be recognized.
Howard and the Senators would play only 2.5 more seasons at RFK before leaving for Texas and leaving behind a 33-year baseball gap in D.C. When the All-Star game is played at Nats Park next year, it will mark 49 years since we last had a baseball All-Star game here. Remembering RFK, Andy Poland, WTOP News.